What I wanted to do on this block that I sort of missed is to speak about one or two of the Ikrim, this says the Ikrim Fishas from these sugyas. And at least that we should be able to come away with. The Gemara had a case where a man, Amar Rava, 6-7 lines down, Kasav la get v'nasam b'yad avdai, v'kasav la shtar matana alav. He wrote her a get, he put it in the hands of his eved, because of law shtar matana alav, and she gave this eved to her, kanase miskareshes by. So when she's kind of the eved, since it's her eved now, and the eved is holding the get, so kanase miskareshes by. So the Gemara says, why? Because the eved is holding the get. The eved is a chatzim haleches. Chatzim haleches, he, chatzim haleches leikana. The eved is a chatzim haleches. Somebody that can walk, or an animal that can walk, is called a chatzim haleches. It's not kind of. Chitay mabaimed, even if he's standing still, it doesn't help. Am a rava, kid shol mahalach leikana, am a yeshav leikana. Hilchisab bekafos. So the Gemara says it's only if the eved is tied up. The eved is tied up, so then he's not a chatzim haleches. So then, by giving the eved to the isha, and the get is in the yad of the eved, so then the isha is kind of the get. That's the pashim shat in the Gemara. By the way, chatzim haleches is only an animal or a person that's moving. It's called a chatzim haleches. And people have asked me that a car is kind of mishum chatzim. It's a chatzim haleches. It's not a chatzim aleches. The word chatzim aleches means a living thing that travels. A car is a keli. If you move the keli, if you push it, it'll move. That's not chatzim aleches. But kapadim, this is the Gemara. Now this Gemara is crucial because there's a stira of a couple of sugis and shas that are negeya to one of the yisaidais that the achrayim talk about. That is the stira between this sugya and the sugya above Metziah Daf Yud. The Gemara above Metziah Daf Yud has a rule, which we had in the first parak, that Hamadbiya Metziah L'Chaveirai Loikara Chaveirai. That if I pick up a Metziah for someone else, Loikara Chaveirai, because it's Chav Lachrimi. Gemara says only if I have a migu d'zachil anafshei, then I could be zecher for someone else. But let's say it was peya, which I can't be zecher for myself. I'm an ashir. So we say hamadbiya lechaveiroi loikona chaveiroi. I can't pick up for someone else because one of the places that I can't be zecher for someone else is when it's chav lachrini, when it's a chay for someone else. Now that Gemara is Gemara Bava Metziah Daf Yud. We had it in the first parak on Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara though Bava Metziah adds that if it's your worker, your pile, picking it up for you, if you hire a worker to pick up Metziahs for you, you hire a worker, you tell him to, you're paying it by the hour, and you should go walk along the beach and search for Metziahs. So then, it works. If I hire a payel and the payel does it for me, so then he could be magbiya metziah for me. Why? So the Gemara uses the expression yad payel ki yad rabbi. A worker is different. There's a big difference between a person who's my shliach, or he wants to be a zaycha with tzchia for me, which does not work if it's chav lachrini, and a payel. There's a kayach of yad payel ki yad rabbi, which is that if he's my worker, he's like an extension of me, and whatever he picks up, he's kilo am kaida. That's the Gemara in one place in Shas above Metziah Daf Yud. Now from there, the Machne Ephraim And this Machta Ephraim is in numerous places. One is in Mechira, Eis Tezvav, Simen Tezvav. And then the Sivis, in Kuf Peches of Katan Aleph. Both the Machta Ephraim and the Nesivis built from this a new concept in Halacha. And they say that even though there's a rule by Shlichus, that if I make a Shliach to do something for me, so Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai, but we all know Shlucha Shaladim Kamaisai is limited. Who can I make a Shliach? Only a Yid. Gzeres HaKasim. Learn out of the Pasuk B'nei Bris, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Av Shluchachem B'nei Bris. That in order to be in the Parsha of Shlichus, he's got to be a Yid. So we only say Shluchah Shalada Kabaisa if you make a Yid a Shliach. If you make a Goy a Shliach, no Shliach. If you make a Katan a Shliach, he's no Shliach. Got to be a Yisrael to be a Shliach. But the Machne Ephraim and the Nesivis, both are Mechadish, based on this Sugya, that if you hire a worker, even a guy, if he's your payel, he's your worker, and you send him to buy something for you, and he goes and he does whatever kinyanim are necessary. So there, even though there's no Torah Shlichus, but the rule of Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi applies. And the halacha is going to be that even a guy who's kaina out to payel for his adayin is kaina. Because Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi. Shlichus, we have a miyot. By shlichus, there's a miyot to exclude Gaia. But Zakta Nesivis, if I say everywhere else in the Dinei Maminis, if there's no miyot, the same thing is true about a yid, and the same thing is true about a guy. Wherever there's no miyot to be mamayit gayim, whatever's true is about a yid, it's true about a guy. And Mamela, the din of Yad Payel, Ki Yad Rabbi, applies side to Goyim and side to Yidin. So then, if you hire a guy to do something for you, so that beats Dine Shlichus. Because Shlichus, it wouldn't work. If you ask a guy to do you a favor, to buy something for you, you're not kind of it. Because there's no Shlichus Lakum. But if you pay him to do it, you hire him to do it, so then it does work. Then Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi, even by Goyim, just like the Gemara says, even by Chav Lachrini, even by Goyim as well. Now this is the Chiddush. The Nesiva says of Elashu Vados, the Machne Ephraim is noita that way. That Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi supersedes the halachas of Hilchos Shlichus. Akidei kach, the Machne Ephraim has a number of Mechudish Tikkun Nafkaminis. In a different piece, the Machne Ephraim Hilchos Shluchim, Ois Yud, writes that if you have to build a mica, you have to build somebody puts a porch on his roof. So the mitzvah say to build a makkah. So now it's a mitzvah say for the yid to build a makkah. So he makes a bracha. Hashtus. What do you say, Yossi? He made a bracha. Right? Yossi built a makkah this summer. So he made a bracha. Make a bracha. You build a makkah, you make a bracha. I'm always not sure if you do it at the beginning or the end. Rav Belsky told you in the middle somewhere. Okay, so somewhere in the building of a baika, you make a bracha on the building of a baika. What happens if you're not a builder? You hire a guy. The guy is building it for you. so pashit. So shlichus to a guy. Zokta b'achde Ephraim. If he's a payel, if he's working for you, so then you can make a bracha. Even though there's no shlichus for a guy, that's when he's doing it for free. But if he's hired, if he's working for you, then it works. That it kimu did be shlichus. In other words, yad payel ki yad rabbi. When he knocks in the nails, it's like you did. And you can make a bracha. More so, he says that we know that a shayel is chayiv. If you let someone your behavior, the shayel is chayiv in everything. Shayel is chayiv in everything, except for meisim achas malacha, but basically it's chayiv in everything. But if it's by love imai, if at the same time I lend a guy, I lend my animal to another yid, I myself work for him also. By love imai, there's a cost of the shayel is potter. Okay, but by love imai, is potter. So back to Ephraim. Not only if I work for him, but if I lend the shayel, my animal, plus I lend him my evet, or I lend him my payel, I let my worker or my evet go to him, that's also bail of imai. Here, Chiddush. That's also bail of imai, just like I would be working for the shayel. Because since yad payel ki yad rabbi, and I have my worker, I told my worker, go help the shayel. So that's the same as by Lovimai. Yad payel ki yad rabbi. Yeah, chiddush. How far it goes. Rav Ephraim says, just like if I'd be working for the shayel would have a patur. If I tell my worker to work for him, he's also a potter. Because yad payel ki yad rabbi. It's a tremendous extension, all based on one sugya in Gemara. Of Yad Payel Kiyad Rabbi. He has other cases. What? So you see from the Machne Ephraim, I hear what you say, but you see Machne Ephraim didn't learn that way. I hear what you say. We'll see in a minute that there may be those who agree with you, but the Machne Ephraim, Machta Ephraim says, "Yad Payel Ki Yad Rabbi." This goes out kedei kach. There's a Ravid in Hilchos Trumas, in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Trumas. There's a Ravid that says that there's a rabbi that says that if you buy tefuah from a guy and you ask the guy to do miruach for you, miruach is smoothing out of a pile of kernels. You ask the guy to do miruach for you. That is mechayev you in Trumas HaMaisrus. The guy's miruach is mechayev the yin in Trumas HaMaisrus. As you know, I think you know, that wheat doesn't become mechuyev in Trumas HaMaisrus until miruach. But the chiddush of the Ravid is that if you buy it from a guy, the guy's miruach is enough to do it. What? No, you buy it first to be your wheat, and then you ask the guy to do the miruach. That's mechayev. The Magid Mishnah asks on the Ravid. What? It's done by Mitzias, it just has to be done by Mitzias. It's not the Maisa, it's not the Maisa Meruach. It's the Tayel, it's the Tayelus that it comes out. I don't know what?
Right, it's Maisa, because we know that the Gemara says that But that's the Mirulach. That's Hachdos Lachotzer. That's a separate Lachayim.
It's not the Maitre being Lachayim thing. It's not
how
it happened. It's not that
happened,
that
happened.
You can have it.
The Dinyan is not a Raya. You may be right anyway, but the Dinyan is not a Raya. If a Michael would happen by itself, you would make a bracha. Mirach happens by itself. That's a shy one. What's a din? I don't know either. I'll tell you, the Magid Mishnah yes on the Ravid that ain't shlis v'slakum. He asked the kasha. Magid Mishnah asks, if I say the Magid Mishnah helps, you know, it is a ma'aser that you need. Yes, ain't shlichus la'akum. The Machin Ephraim answers, guess what? He's talking that you paid him for it. He says, yeah, okay, Rabbi is even for Miruach. So these are, like, I'll call upon them four applications. I think they're more in the... Once the Machin Ephraim, if you take out a Sechemed, on Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi, I think you'll find one of them is a Pesach Dinge Inyan. It's a very nice pshat. If you find Chametz on Pesach, we all know Koyfol of Kli, right? If you find Chametz on Pesach, Koyfol of Kli. So there's a Shla that's brought down, the Shla Bog and Vram B'Shem HaShla, if you get a guy to burn it on Pesach. Says if you didn't do Bittul, you get a guy to burn it on Pesach. That's the Shla. So we're not knowing that way. Because Dachrayim asked, they say, what do you mean? Because the mitzvah is Tashbisu. Ein shlichus la'akum. You have a mitzvah to destroy it. And ein shlichus la'akum. So why burn it Ayyadei Gai? Or does burning Ayyadei Gai help you? Here, what? It helps. Yeah, but you don't have to do it on their guide, then you could just to get rid of it. The whole purpose there was to burn it in the kind of mitzvah. So there, the Stechemet brings the same idea that if the guy is a shliach, it'll burn it for you, then it's like you burnt it, and then it helps. Like suddenly you can make guy shlichim for things. Make guy shlichim. What? Not a shlichim to pay him, yeah, I'm saying. Takes away the whole problem of shlichus la'akum is if you don't pay him. If you pay him, no problem. That's a separate issue. But there's the most my friend doesn't say by it would be an interesting question. By
mailman delivery, something like that.
I hear. I don't know if it'll apply or not. But what? It's a good time. First of all, this is all the Gemara Bava Metzia. Gemara Bava Metzia, Machin Ephraim, and the Mesivus. The sugya that's a stira to all this is Gittin Daf Chaf Aleph. If you say Yad Payol is Kiyad Rabbi, then Yad Eved is also Kiyad Rabbi. The Eved is also the Payol, more than the Payol. And what's the problem in our sugya? Why does the Eved have to be kofus? Why does he have to be tied up? Why does the Eved have to be tied up? Even if he's not tied up, say out Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi, that anything that the Eved has should be like the woman has. If the Eved has to get in her hand, in his hand, it's like the woman has to get in her hand. What's the problem? Why do you have to have the Eved is tied up? If Yad Poel is Ki Yad Rabbi, see, the Eved is surely Kiyad Rabbi. Right? The Eved is a super pile, right? It's a pile that can't quit. So what's the difference if the Eved, why can't the Eved always be holding a shtar, a get, for the Isha? What's the problem with holding the Eved? If Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Poel is Kiyad Rabbi, Yad Eved is Kiyad Rabbi, then whatever she's holding, whatever the Eved is holding, the get, should be like the Isha is holding. So what's the problem? Why can't Eved be Makabal a get Bishvil the Isha? Why can't it be a Shliach the Kabbalah Taka? What's wrong with that?
Right, now he's knocked it to her. So it's it is. Why shouldn't it work? Let it be one after the other. Yeah, I don't need it to be Pasachas. It could be a second later. Is it different the Sina than when the Abbot is sleeping and you put it in, the Abbot wakes up? So he expresses that. If you can say Sarun Chatzim Aleches, so in Bava Metzia Daf Yud, it should also be Sarun Chatzim Aleches. Bava Metzia Daf Yud, when he picks up the Metzia Fizad, it's also Chatzim Aleches. What is it? So why here doesn't work out the other Yad Rabbi? I don't think you mean the Sina. Right. I'll tell you what the Siva says. We'll see if it's what you mean or not. But this is the kasha that the Siva is.
Yeah, the whole Bible of Chatz is Yah. So here, in the Bava Siva, we're saying it is a Yah. It's just even better. It's like, the only thing over here, Bava is saying Yah, then the Chatz is the Yah. I'm saying the premise.
When
you're saying that the
Chatz is not
good, the
Chatz
is only
good.
If
it's Yah, it should be Yah there. Okay. Right, but the Sivis' answer, though, is closer to what he was saying. Alright, good. this is a problem from our Gemara. It's a similar Gemara of Kami Yud Beis, two Gemaras, which seem to be sized to this idea. So the Sivis gives a Haggadah in the Inyan. The Sivis, again, does hold of Yad Rabbi. And Yareva Kiyad Rabbi. Therefore, he gives the following Hagdara. He's Mechalek between Kinyan Hagbah and Kinyan Yad. He says that Yad Payel Kiyad Rabbi does not mean that the way we would think initially, that the Payal's hand is mamish like the Adin's hand. Like we say, extension of his hand. Because you're right, that can't be, we see from our Gemara. That snapshot, Yad Payal Kiyad Rabbi, is an extension of his hand. What it means is that the Maisa of a Payal is like the Maisa of the Adin, of the Baal. Whatever he does is like the Adin does. He compares it. The Gemara has an example of Kinyan Hagbah, where someone bangs on a board, a shaky board, gives a bang, and the board shakes. And the other side from shaking, something gets lifted up. So that's Hagbah. Because it's his Maisa Hagbah. It's his Maisa Hagbah through banging, he made a board shake. So the Sivis compares that. A Payal also is like, it's an extension of the Maisa of the other. If I tell the Payal to do something, since he's my worker, the Maisa of the Payal is like my Maisa. The Maisa of the Payal is like my Maisa. That means, now listen carefully to the Chilik. To say that the Eved or the Payal's hand is my hand, it's not true. It's his hand. And to do a Kinyan Yad, I can't be kind of Kinyan Yad with his hand. To do Kinyan Hagbah, I can be kind of. Hagbah is no problem. I can do a Kinyan Hagbah with his hand. Because when he's picking it up, his Maisa Hagbah is as if I picked it up. Now what does that mean? That means for picking up Metzias, for buying things in a store, for most things, for building a Micah, for making me ruach, which are all maisim, yad payel ki yad rabbi, no problem. There's only one place where it's a problem, where you need yad, which is get. The sivus goes with the mahalach that get needs kinyan yad. We spoke about this earlier in the year that we fold up the get; it should fit totally in the yad of the isha. Because there's a suchim, whether you need Kinyan Yad, or whether Hagbah is good.
Remember we spoke then that if you're holding something you hear that sticks out on the sides, that's hagbar, that's not yad. Yad is only what's in the hand. Right, those of you who saw this, see this again, probably won't forget it. They fold up to get in a way that it fits into our hands totally. So that kinyin, we're talking about get the deceiver's hand names on. You need a kinyin yad, not a kinyin agbar. Since you need a kinyin yad, so therefore, the by get dafka it doesn't work, because by get you need yad, and the yad of the evidence is not the yad of the other. Just the maisa of the Eved is the maisa of the Adin. So the hagbah of the Eved is Mesiachus to the Adin. It's like the Adin did a hagbah. And therefore, everything the Machta Ephraim said is Emes. Just in our Sugya, where you need a Kinyan, where you need a Yad to be Kaiser. There, here, it's not going to work. Because Kinyan Yad of the Eved or of the Pail is not the Kinyan Yad of the Adin. Lamaisa, the deceivist, gives an example. If the Eved, a Payal, you hire a worker to pick up Mitzia's field. Instead of picking up a Mitzia, for some reason he just took it in his hand without picking it up. He says he wouldn't be kind of for the other. He wouldn't say, yeah, what?
The other
would be kind of with Yad, yeah. Because you have something totally in your hand, you don't have to pick it up. But if the payol, then he's talking about kaidah. So b'meila, what the Nesivis does with the Sherekai from Agamara is to say Agamara is a special case. It's the case of Kinyan Yad. Kinyan Yad is different, and the rule of the Machd Ephraim stands. What? What about the case of Shayol? If it's nice of, the cash is good. I don't know. I'm not sure. Yeah, all the other places are nice of. But by the Ibai, it's not a nice. Yeah, he doesn't seem to bring the Machna Frank. The Sivis seems not to have had the Machna Frank correctly. If you look at the Machna Frank. Anyway, this Nesivis is Mahalos. Reb Shimon is just the opposite. Reb Shimon says we have two sugyas. The sugya above Mitzia, Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi, and our sugya. He says the ikar is that this rule of Yad Poyel Ki Yad Rabbi is not emes. It's not all these cases the Machta Ephraim holds of Reb Shimon is not tefreed with. He says it's a misunderstanding of the sugya in Bava Metzia. And this is the way he explains the Gemara in Bava Metzia. But Shimon asks the question. He says, let's say I have a cow. And my cow's pregnant. And one day my pregnant cow is walking in the Rishus HaRabim. And bang, it gives birth. And there's a baby calf out in the Rishus HaRabim. How am I kind of the baby calf? How am I kind of it? Is it Hefker? What do you think? Huh? It looks to be automatically, right? Well, it wasn't born yet. It didn't exist yet. What? Well, it's a toilada of my thing. It's a toilada. I mean, even if the cow became pregnant, there was just a rabbit, stayed there for the whole 9 months or 7 months, whatever it takes a cow, and gave birth there, I don't need to be kind of the baby calf. Whatever my cow gives birth to is automatic. Or let's say I have a sheep. And I shear the sheep. There's no wool on it. Now the sheep goes out into the wilderness. And next 2 weeks it's out in the Mokim Hefker. And it grows no wool. So if Shimon says, how am I kind of the wool? It's the wool Hefker. How am I kind of the wool? This wool all grew on the sheep out in the Midbar. How am I kind of the wool? Dr. Shimon, it's a Davar Pashit. That whatever my animal created is mine because it's my animal. Whatever comes through the existence of my animal baby, it's wool, it's a mamela mine. You'll understand that. So Rav Shimon, it's the same idea. Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi is just saying a very simple thing. Whatever my Poel goes out, and he's kind of, whatever he earns, whatever he picks up, whatever he finds, a hire to become Metzias. Why are the Metzias mine? Because Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi. What does that mean? It means it's the earning of my Poel. What's a worker's earning? It's like the sheep, it has wool. It's like the cow has a calf. Same thing, a worker, his earnings, his working, that whatever he works, that's mine because it's a tzitzah of the pula. It's a result of the work. And so from Shimon, that's where the rule of Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi applies. And nowhere else. And he brings a raya. It says, our Gemara, the CBC is from our Gemara. It said, our Gemara is different, it's a get. It's the identical Gemara above a comma. So if you're based, the same Gemara as ours, that's not talking about a get. It's talking about chafetzin, that being kind of chafetzin. Same as the Gemara b'kafus. So the CBC didn't answer that. So Rav Shimon rejects the whole idea of Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi. What comes out is something that we're all familiar with. Rav Shimon does this all very, very often. Rav Shimon comes along, says, I think it's a very nice svara. No, it's a nice hesber to Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi. Gemara Bava Metzi. It's a very nice hesber. He has nice rayas to it. And he says, like some of you said, if there's such a rule, Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi, why do we find it? All over Shas and Halacha. There's a shiloh what to do if a woman was Mekabel Shabbos early, she forgot to light candles. So you get a guy to light. So it says in the Magen Avraham, you get a guy to light. So the Kibbeg is a kasha, and Shlichus Lakum was up to get a guy. So why did the Pesim say, pay the guy, pay him to light, it'll be Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi, it'll work. Why did they say that? Huh? Pay him with a chocolate bar. There's a challenge. You're allowed to pay a guy in Shabbos to do Tzarfei Shabbos. Maybe Shabbos, Tzarfei Mitzvah, you're allowed to let him do. So no one says that. So what I mean, huh? What? Well, there's the Maisa. It's the Maisa. You can light with a Shliach, it'll be a Yid, you can light with a Shliach. So Rav Shimon and Svara, I hear, that his Hezber is a nice Hezber, but all of the Gedolei HaPoskim can say not like him. I mean, the Machzor Ephraim and the Sivis themselves. There's also Rabbi Kiva Eger, who has Hagois to the Machzor Ephraim, which were printed recently. Rabbi Kiva Eger's Hagois to the Machzor Ephraim, he makes a pshara, sort of. He says, Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi applies in all Dinei Mamonis, the way the Machzor Ephraim said. In all Dinei Mamonis, but not in Asiyas Mitzvahs. He says, you can't compare what the Chiddush of Bava Metzia, which is by Dinei Mamon. That's Dinei Mamonis. In Dinei Mamonis, Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi. In Dinei Mitzvahs, he has to do with Mitzvahs. It doesn't apply. And one of his rayas taka is from the rule, ain't shalt and get al yaday avdai. You have a stav mishta that you can't send a get through an evet. He says, anything has to do with a get, with a makkah, with any mitzvah, that the rule of Yad Poel Ki Yad Rabbi does not apply. Anything has to do with Dinei Mamonis, great, that has to do it directly with Dinei Mamonis. So he says, there it does apply. Lashon Rabbi Kiva Eger is, v'chimefer adam nidre yishtai al yidei avdai. A person can take his eved and do hafaras the darim through her, and do other mitzvahs through her, through him. So Rabbi Kiva Eger is also a teretz under two sugyas. This our sugya is different, it's not as the darim. It's not just mitzvahs, I mean. They have to do a mitzvah has separate rules. But the imamunis has separate rules. It just has to be understood. But bottom line, Lamaisa, most achrayim them on, like the Nesivis of the Machne Ephraim, that the rule of Yad Pali Yad Rabbi does apply, our sugya notwithstanding. Okay, so this is the sugya of Yad Pali Yad Rabbi. On Daf Chav Gimel Amid, Amid Aleph Amid Beis, we're going to touch on it again. It won't take so long to get there, or else we won't get there. But if we say Shem, we'll get there. This sugya, it's a Shas sugya, you should be aware of it. People ask me if it applies to Shlichus L'Dvar Aveira too. And the truth is, those who want to say Shtikl of Torah, that it does apply as well. I'd like Sunday to start the next Mishnah. I hope, I don't know how far you've been moving this week. The Amid Beis is relatively easy. I will point out to you the top Rashi on the Amid Beis is the Kiddushnik Rashi. The Gemara says a very simple thing at the bottom line of the Amid Aleph. Bishlama yada eved lo yefshel l'miktzei. It says you can't cut off the hand of an eved. Why can't you cut off the hand of an eved? Huh? Yeah, that's why you can't cut off the hand of an eved. Well, I asked you, why can't I cut off the hand? I haven't ever canani. Why can't I cut off his hand? Is that the reason? If I asked you, why can't I cut off the hand of my ever canani? Huh? Why can't I cut off his hand? Huh? What's wrong with damaging him? Not nice, right? Can't cut off a guy's hand. Why can't you cut off his hand? Why can't you cut off an African hand? He's a yid. Why can't you cut off his hand? No, you're not going to cut off his hand. But I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to go see him. I want to point out to you two diukim in Rashi. The top Rashi. Lo yefshel l'miktzei. You can't cut off a yev kanani's hand. Why? The shayach b'mitzvus. See, an kanani is a yid. He's mekabel mitzvus. Beinu rishaylach b'bayis. He's not allowed to damage him. First of all, are you allowed to cut off the hand of a guy? Then he has to cut off the hand of a guy. What do you see from Rashi? Huh? See from this Rashi that you're allowed to cut off a guy's hand. There's no problem. Huh? No, the Shem is an Eshay Lachubai. Are you allowed to cut off a guy's hand? Well, you have to pay him maybe, but you can cut it off. Huh? No, it's a serious Tzav Alechayim. No, isn't it strange? Huh? So that's right away one Shverikayim Rashi. Now you should know that there's a Machlaikis Achrayim. If you all know that Sharei Eyu V'loi Sharakum, you learned the Mishnah of the Kama, that if a Shar Yisrael damages a Shar Akum, that you're putter from paying. If a Yisrael damages a guy, it's not a beferish of Gemara anyway. Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik. If I may say such a wild case, let's say somebody is driving a car and he damages another guy's car. Is there a chiyuv tashlumin? Doesn't say. It says Shareye of Elisha Shalakum. So the chalukah day is the achrayim, whether there's such a chiyuv tashlumin at all. Rashi here seems to say that there's no issa to be mazik another human being unless he's shaykh be mitzvahs. Even b'kufay. Seem koshkem b'mamayim. That's the first half of Rashi. And the second half of Rashi, v'mchava ba'yotza l'cheiris parashay varim, If you're chayvel him, he goes free. Alma ain't the rishay lachbal bay. That's how I know you're not allowed to be chayvel in him. What? No, Rashi says alma. No, Rashi says say. Rashi says alma. This is a simon. Since you have to pay, it's a simon. You can't be chayvel. That means if you wouldn't have to pay, there's Rabbi Chanan above a Kamal who declares that this is so. With anybody, you don't have to pay, that's simon, you're allowed to be mazikim. Like, let's say you have a, with someone you have a hetzer to be mazik, you don't have to pay, is it totally zeh v'zeh? What? And therefore, maybe knas is a raya in a rishay lachbobay. Rabbi Chanan is very unclear. Rabbi Chanan said, declares, says, are you mashi getting chafal from his base? He doesn't say which way it's a raya. Well, Kofanim, it's definitely a Rashi that you have to make note of. I'm going to start the Mishnah. We're going to do probably the first piece of Gemara.